What up, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, the couple from the season 20 of The Bachelor, Ben Higgins and Lauren Bushnell. How are you guys?
Hi,
so good.
Well, congratulations on everything. And I can't believe we were staying at the same hotel in New York and not run into each other.
That's right. Yeah. You might have been checking out the same day we checked in, though.
So oh, okay. So we were two ships in the passing there. So let's talk about this new show on Freeform, Ben and Laura, Happily Ever After. How did it come about, and why did you decide to want to have the cameras follow you around again?
Yeah, we realized very quickly that we weren't going to be able to like get away from the cameras, that they seemed to always be around no matter what we tried to do. So if we went to the grocery store, if we went out to eat, somebody was always there, somebody was taking a picture. And so because of that, we decided to let everybody back into our life, for this season at least, answer all those questions that everybody always asks us, and then see where life takes us after that. But it's not always easy, but we've made the most of it.
And how has the experience been for you, Lauren, so far?
It's been good. I've enjoyed it. I was a little bit more hesitant, I think, at first, because I am a little bit of a homebody. I'm definitely a little more shy, I think. But I'm glad we've done it, because it's forced me to definitely come a little bit more out of my shell. And The Bachelor did the same thing. So I think it's really helped me grow as a person. And our relationship, it's been fun. We've got to spend a lot of time together, which has been really nice.
I bet it's sort of like having these cool home videos with a high production level, right?
Right, exactly.
All this documented for the kids later on. Speaking of kids, are people hitting you up left and right and just saying, when are you thinking about it? You want to enjoy marriage for a while, I'm assuming, right?
Well, we want to get married first, and then we'll have the kids conversation. But yeah, between the kids question and then the when are you getting married, those are probably the two top questions.
Well, it's been less than a year since your engagement, and was it a smooth transition moving in together, or did it take some adjustments?
It definitely took some adjustments. I mean, I think a smooth transition, like, no, there was a lot going on, not just me moving to Denver, but we were also going through rewatching the show and all of the hardships that come about when you watch your new fiance dating other women again all over. And then moving
and you
to
see
Denver.
How the editing worked, because there was some of that. I'm right.
It's just, I mean, actually, like, Ben, right after we got engaged, he told me everything that had happened, and everything that I saw was pretty much what he had told me. And so there weren't any surprises necessarily, but it's not fun to watch your new fiance date other women, but I think it's only made us stronger. But yeah, there's been a lot of adjustments.
Well, there was some friction during the first episode over whether or not to attend JoJo Fletcher's After the Final Rose special. Are there still unresolved issues with any of the former contestants, or how do we feel about that?
Unresolved? No. I think we are both totally moved on from the show and anything that happened. I think lunch with JoJo and Jordan went really well. That episode airs tonight, and I think people will see that both parties are moved on, and I wish we would have done lunch a little bit sooner than we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also some favorites from Bachelor Nation are going to be popping up, right?
Yes.
Including Chad.
Bad Chad.
I don't know why I say his name like I still do. Did you guys get to see a different side of him, or what you see is what you get?
I think, we saw a side of Chad that for us was maybe a little unexpected. Yeah. We were really excited about spending some time with him. And Lauren definitely, kind of grew a heart for him when we first met him. I was like, we need to give this guy an opportunity to really be himself in a peaceful setting, one that's not so competitive or so high stress. And, there were definitely the signs that Chad was who Chad was on The Bachelor, and he was that guy. But then with us as well, he showed us like a little more sympathy, a little more remorse. And I think I'm very excited for fans of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette to see Chad in the wild.
Okay, in the wild. All right. It's a little open-minded right there. So how is it when you're in the public eye? And I got to imagine now that you've been on television for a while and then continuing with the new show, you get your fair share of internet gangsters, as I like to call them, right? Yeah. Social media gangsters.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with it? Do you ignore them? Do you take them on? Or what's your take?
I try to ignore, honestly, because
it's the best way.
Yeah, it's hard.
Unless you mess with them. And sometimes I like to retweet bad tweets.
Yeah.
And it makes it fun. And
sometimes I'll try to kill people with kindness. Right. But for the most part, I try to ignore. But it's tough. It's not just, public figures who go through it. I think about like teenagers who, go through it. And I just feel so bad because it's tough. It's hard when you have a lot of negative comments. But then you also have the really positive comments out there, the kind people that make up for it.
Right. I mean, it comes with the territory, so it's to be expected.
Yeah.
So you've been pretty open about seeing a couples therapist already. What's been your approach there, and how have the sessions helped?
It's been amazing. Or have they? No, they've definitely helped. Definitely. We've been traveling so much. We need to figure out like a Skype schedule or something so we can get back in. But we, in fact, I think it was Ben's suggestion, and I've seen a therapist before, and I think it's great. And I've never done couples therapy before, but it's been really good so far. And it's allowed both of us, I think, to understand where the other person's coming from and when it comes to our past,
right.
And then also allow us to look towards the future and figure out how we can better our relationship.
Yeah. And the dynamics under which you met too are different.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of factor that in, and someone to help you kind of flush all that out, I got to imagine is going to kind of help. And I think people get the misconception that just because you're seeing a therapist, there's always trouble. But sometimes it's sort of like going to a trainer. You just want to stay in shape and be on top of it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we did. We met in very odd circumstances. I think if we want to make anything work, we need a mediator, somebody kind of help us kind of comprehend exactly what went on, and especially the strain, you know, dating on The Bachelor put on Lauren, you know, having to watch her fiance talk about other women once we're already engaged, and having to watch me, you know, date and kiss other women as, you know, we're sitting on the couch together. That's not easy. And it definitely messes with your mind a little bit. I think this is going to counseling is a great step for us. One that I'm glad we're doing.
See, I'm blessed with a great wife, but it's funny because when we are arguing, I always say, gosh, I wish we had like a mediator or or a therapist, only because I know she'd side with me and I can go, aha, I know she would. She's too
fiery. That's the secret plan behind all this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So what is going on with the wedding plans? Is there a date set yet? Is there, because once you're engaged, to me, I've always thought it's just the amount of time it takes to plan the wedding, right? Because if you already know, then you know. But that's me. So how are you approaching it?
Well, I think, you know, first off, our life kind of sped up right after The Bachelor, you know, with Ben and Lauren happily ever after. And for Lauren and I, we really wanted to take this step and do some normal things, some things that we would have pictured us doing before The Bachelor if we would have met, you know.
Like dating.
Dating would be a great start.
Right.
And unfortunately, just because of our schedule, we haven't had all the opportunity to date like we would like to. And so once we get our head back on straight and we get our feet underneath us and we start to kind of function as a normal couple, you know, I think we're both very excited about starting wedding planning as soon as that happens.
Okay.
But that's the step first, is before we start rushing forward, let's make sure that we do the things that are essential to a relationship before we take that step.
There you go. That's a smart way. And kids are definitely in the future, just not at the moment.
We hope so. That'd be a great.
But you both want them.
Yeah, we see your kids right there.
I know, I saw your pictures. I was like, oh, they're so cute.
Good luck to you guys. Rooting for you. So where are you going to live, by the way? Because I know you're from different. You're from where?
I grew up in Portland, Oregon.
Okay. The Great Northwest. That's a nice place. And where are you from again, Ben?
I grew up in Indiana.
Okay.
But then 3 years ago, I bought a house in Denver. And so it just worked out well where it was kind of in between Portland and Indiana. And so right now we're living in Denver. And I think for the meantime, at least, that's where we'll be.
Nice city great right place. There and a great place to grow up. Well, Ben, before we go though, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, here we go. Go to karaoke song.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Okay. Do you do the duet with that?
Totally. We do it all
no
the
what's
time.
Yours
we can do it here if you
get it.
I mean, I haven't done karaoke in a long time, but maybe like an Adele song.
Okay.
Like
you go for it.
No, I just
you
go
got the
for
vocal
it.
Prowess right there. Okay. Hit us with a ballad. All right. First show on your DVR.
Shameless.
Showtime. Okay.
Ooh, it's not DVR, but Narcos.
That's yes.
Very that good. Was our most recent show.
Nice. Good taste there. Celebrity crush growing up.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Yep.
Ooh, probably Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay, same era right there.
Yeah.
That 90s thing going on there. Mm-hmm. Biggest pet peeves?
I would say, I don't know if I have one. I would say just belching. I'm not a big, I don't love that. I would much rather have somebody do a
You don't like to do things. It or you don't like when someone else does it?
Somebody else does it.
You, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all fine.
You, it's all, so she ain't blowing it up then in the room in front of you. Not. Okay.
She's classy.
What about you, Lauren? So far she is.
Yeah.
Wait a couple sessions.
Give it some time.
No. Yeah, give it some time.
Probably chewing with your mouth open full food. I think that's my number one.
Yeah.
Like gum, but just like the smacking sound.
Really? Okay. Oh gosh, don't hang out with me. Okay. No, okay. Time travel destination. If you can go back to any era.
Ooh, 1950s. I just love like the way everybody dressed up. I love the old cocktail lounge feel. I oddly, and this is kind of a secret, I like to every once in a while enjoy a tobacco pipe. And so,
oh, look at that.
Yeah, I consider that a no, time. And yeah,
that is a very throwback thing. Yeah. I occasionally like, well, more than occasionally, a good cigar.
Yes.
But I definitely. Always said, too, I said, you know, I got to try a pipe.
Yeah.
I haven't tried a pipe.
It's a little cleaner, in my opinion. So, yeah. So, really? Like, I think the 1950s would fit me.
It seems like a lot more work, though.
It does.
You know,
it
you
is. A lot more lighting.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
it's not as relaxing.
Busy.
Yeah. I get
yeah.
That.
Okay. Okay. No, that's interesting. What about you?
Probably. Like the Renaissance area, mostly because I love the outfit.
You just
want women's outfits. Yeah. It's all about the fashion.
All about the fashion. You don't like the dying in your 30s because of cold back then. Okay. Who would you cast to play you in your life story? Last question.
Mario Lopez.
Excellent. Diversity. Yeah. Yeah. Hell of a leading man.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to throw Ben a bone here, and because this is his celebrity crush, I'm going to go with Blake Lively.
Mario Lopez and Blake Lively would make a heck of a movie. That's a cool couple.
That's
right
a movie.
There. That is a movie right there, and I'd be honored.
Yeah.
Well, guys, again, congratulations. And you can check out the show, Ben and Lauren, Happily Ever After. It airs Tuesdays on Freeform, and you can follow them on Twitter, at Ben Higgy and at Lauren Bushnell 3. What's up with the 3?
She had a job
Bushnell
at 3.
Was taken.
And 1 and 2? 1 and 2 or 2? Why not 1 or 2?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to think.
Really? Just 3? Arbitrary.
I've never pondered where the 3
Who took
from.
Lauren Bushnell?
Who took Lauren Bushnell 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Can we find them?
Anyway, that's where you can find them. Thanks for stopping in, guys.
Thanks,
Mario.
Thank you. On with Mario Lopez.